Hello, I'm calling from North Service, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we are not telling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Do you have a few minutes so we could continue with the survey?
Sure.
You say sure?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Is this, let me see. To be sure, we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and... I'm sorry. Are you between 18 and 29?
No.
Or between 30 and 39?
No.
Between 40 and 54?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or communities in community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have never heard of them, just let me know, okay? The first say they tell the Children Trust.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children Trust?
Yes.
That will be very favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Thank you. United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Thank you. When you search for information about programs and services for your children under care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? I'm going to read the options are search the internet using something like Google, ask a friend or family member, call the 211 helpline, use an app or your smartphone, visit a specific website, ask my child's teacher slash child care, online community, ask my child's doctor, or do you have other?
No, using the internet.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now we're going into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be taking about the Children Trust. Earlier, you say you had a very favorable opinion of the Children Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
I've actually volunteered with them in the past.
Okay, actually volunteer, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The next question say, how have you primarily learned about the Children Trust? The first, I'm going to read you the options, okay? The options are your own children, or grandchildren took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, a friend or acquaintance had children or children who took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, general word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends, or family, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read on the newspaper, or saw online, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust, my child's school?
I guess it would come to friends and family. A friend of mine used to work for them, so.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. We are in the 44% of the complete of the survey, Ms. Thank you so much for your time. The next question is, have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children Trust?
Yes.
Thank you. Where did you search for information about a Children Trust funded program? By visiting the Children Trust website directly, search the internet using something like Google, calling the 211 helpline, or do you have other?
Going to the Children's Trust website.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
Yes.
Thank you. Based on your familiarity with the word of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as a positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
And do you think it's very positive or somewhat
yes.
positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. When considering the work of Children Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children Trust has in the community?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Okay, I'm going to read you again the question is, when considering the work of Children Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children Trust has in the community?
I feel like they have a good impact on the community.
A good impact?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next question next I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children Trust.
Favorable.
And that will be very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And can you tell me why?
I feel like even though it is, taxpayer-sponsored, the benefits that it provides for the youth and toddlers, it's worth it.
Okay, thank you so much. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children Trust offered programs and services to children and families through to Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children Trust?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We are in the 76% of the complete of the survey. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children Trust? It was television, radio?
Television.
Okay, thank you so much. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Television, radio, social media, newspaper, / magazines, online, or do you have other?
Social media.
Social media, thank you so much. And we are almost done with our surveyness. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic / Latino Cuban, or other?
Other.
Thank you so much. Which of the following racial classification would you consider yourself to be? White Anglo, Black or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
African American.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, or separated? Married or living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Rent.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
Almost my entire life.
Okay, so we can say more than 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, or between 75,000 to 100,000?
Between 25 and 50.
Okay, thank you so much. And your gender are female, right?
Yeah.
And what is the zip code of your home address, miss?
33167.
I'm sorry, you say 31?
33167.
11.
Thank you so much, miss. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade or Northwest Miami-Dade or South Miami-Dade?
Northwest Miami-Dade.
Northwest. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Miss. Your opinion is very important to us. And thank you so much for your time, Miss. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.